a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the gifts that you give us, especially for the gift of Jesus, whose perfect life, obedient death, and glorious resurrection has won for us forgiveness, life, and salvation. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, pointing us to the completed work of Jesus, calling us and keeping us in the one true faith. We thank you for the many vocations that you have given us, and today we rejoice in and give thanks for the gift of mothers and motherhood. Heavenly Father, help all of us to be sure and certain that your word is true, that your calling is real, and that forgiveness, life, and salvation are a guarantee based on the blood and the resurrection of your Son, our Savior Jesus. It's in His powerful and precious name that we gather, worship, and pray this day. Amen. Amen. Hymn 478. Genesis, page 219. Page 219. O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day. continue with our office hymn, number 819, Sing Praise to God, the Highest Good, 819. Testament reading for the fifth Sunday of Easter is from Isaiah chapter 12. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, Give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that His name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for He has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from James chapter 1. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of His own will, He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, Now I am going to Him who sent me, and none of you asks me, Where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. And when He comes, He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take what is Mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is Mine. Therefore I said that He will take what is Mine and declare it to you. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Easter Responsory, page 222. Sing to the Lord and bless His name. Proclaim His salvation from day to day.
Give to the Lord all glory and strength.
Christ.
Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep. To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Of Jesus. Amen. Lutherans are often accused of ignoring the third person of the Trinity. Many Christians claim to be led by the Spirit, but we Lutherans follow ancient liturgical traditions. Many Christians today will be singing a brand new song to the Lord, but we Lutherans sing hymns that are hundreds, sometimes thousands of years old. Our prayers more often come out of a book than from the heart. And here at Good Shepherd, we generally speak in English, not in other tongues. And when we speak, we have much to say concerning God the Father, even more about God the Son, but we talk much less about God the Holy Spirit. Are we missing something? Should we perhaps become less like Lutherans and more like our Spirit-filled brothers and sisters? In churches across America today, many Christians are speaking and singing of the Holy Spirit. I remember the day, I remember the hour when the Holy Ghost, it fell on me. Yes, there's a lot of talk about the Spirit. Some people might say, the Spirit came to me last night and spoke to me a vision and gave me a new word for the church. Well, it may indeed have been a spirit, but it was not the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit does not speak a new word. The Holy Spirit does not talk incessantly about Himself. The Holy Spirit speaks of Christ, and He speaks Christ's words. Televangelists love to say, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Well, these false teachers have misled the church so that we look for the Spirit of God in all the places that He has not promised to be. There is not one single promise in Scripture that you will ever feel the Holy Ghost. But Jesus does promise that you will hear Him speak. Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth, and whatever He hears from Me, He will speak. For He will take what is Mine and declare it to you. The Holy Spirit takes what belongs to Christ, the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation purchased for you at the cross, and this He declares to you. The Holy Spirit cannot be separated from Christ. The Holy Spirit leads us into truth. Christ and truth go together. If it doesn't have to do with Christ, it isn't from the Holy Spirit. If you want a religion of health, wealth, and success in this world, if you want a religion of social equality, economic justice, and the elimination of poverty, you won't find this from the Holy Spirit. This is not His ministry. This is not what He speaks of today. You will find this spoken in many churches across North America. You will find preached a social justice a civil righteousness where the church supports the values of the state. But don't look for the Holy Spirit to teach you these things. He doesn't. He teaches Christ. He teaches the truth. And because of this, He reproves the world of error. Jesus said, "When the Helper comes, He will convict the world concerning three things, concerning sin and righteousness and judgment." Everything that the world thinks that it knows about these three things is wrong. The world regards sin as breaking the rules, righteousness as keeping the rules, and justice as its inalienable right. Judgment as something that belongs to the world that it gets to do to everybody else. But the Holy Spirit comes to expose these false ideas and reveal the truth. First, the Holy Spirit convicts the world concerning sin. The world teaches us that sin is something we do. Sin is breaking the rules. So if you want to stop being a sinner, just stop breaking the rules. Easy. The problem is that we don't want to stop breaking the rules. The old Adam loves to sin. St. James tells us to be slow to speak, slow to anger. But is this something you want to do when people spread malicious rumors about you behind your back? Do you want to do a good job at your work when you feel tired and underappreciated? Do you want to forgive those who hurt you when they're not even sorry? Now, this is the beauty of Luther's small catechism. We would tend to think of the Ten Commandments simply as outward things, things we do and perhaps things we don't do. But Luther teaches us that the Ten Commandments first are a matter of the heart. And in our liturgy, when we confess our sins and receive absolution, yes, we confess that we have done things and left things undone, but more importantly, we confess that we are, by nature, sinful and unclean. We can't stop being sinners by keeping the rules because we are first sinners by nature. And because of this, it spills out and infects our actions. The Holy Spirit teaches us that it's our desires, the things we want, that are sin, before we even get around to catching up with our hands and committing actual sins. But Jesus' death on the cross was not just for the times you broke the rules. He also bled for the things you failed to do, the ways you failed to love your neighbor, and more, He suffered for your sinful desires. St. Paul calls greed idolatry. Jesus calls lust adultery. St. John calls hatred murder. These are our sinful desires. And this is what Christ suffered for. He bled for your lust, for your hatred, for your idolatry and greed. So everything this world teaches us about sin is wrong. The world doesn't know what sin is, and it certainly doesn't know how sin can be forgiven. But the Holy Spirit teaches us the truth about our sin and about our Savior. Forgiveness for all sin was purchased at the cross. And because of this, the Holy Spirit comes and tells us the truth. He convicts us of sin, and specifically, He convicts the world of the sin of unbelief in Christ. Unbelief in Christ's cross, which is the only solution for sin. Second, the Holy Spirit convicts the world concerning righteousness. The world teaches us that righteousness is simply keeping the rules. Sin is breaking them. Righteousness is keeping them. And even if we could keep these rules, the world has crazy mixed up ideas about how we keep the rules. For example, we all know that we should love our neighbor. The world tells us that you can't love your neighbor unless you first love yourself. You're a good person at heart. You simply need to forgive yourself. Love yourself. Esteem yourself. The Holy Spirit teaches us, no, you're wrong. You don't need to love yourself. This is sin. Self-love is sin. You need to love others. Loving others is the opposite of loving yourself. We're very good at the sin of loving ourselves. We're not good at all by nature at loving others. Only Jesus can show true love of others. Only Jesus exhibited this love at the cross. But there is none righteous except for Him. Not one. Only Jesus is inherently righteous. Only His righteousness can forgive sin. We don't need more self-esteem. We need His righteousness. And the Holy Spirit reveals our righteousness to be hypocrisy, sin, and filth. Is God serious about sin? Well, look to the cross and find your answer. Here, the wrath of God was revealed against all our sin and self-righteousness. But here, at the cross, we find God's gift of righteousness to us. The righteousness that we need is the obedience and passion of Christ. Second, actually, finally, the Holy Spirit convicts the world concerning judgment. The world teaches us that judgment is basically karma. If you put enough deeds, good deeds on the scale to outweigh your bad ones, you will escape judgment and find heaven. But the world is wrong. And the Holy Spirit teaches us the truth. The only way to God is through Jesus. The Holy Spirit teaches us that charitable donations won't get you there. Being a good person, or at least a better person than your neighbor, won't rescue you from the judgment of God. Only by receiving the righteousness of Christ can you escape judgment and find salvation. The world also teaches us that judgment is its right. It thinks that it can judge us Christians. It thinks that because we don't agree with the world's definitions concerning sin and righteousness, that it can judge us and condemn us. It calls us bigots and homophobes. It accuses us of being hypocritical and unloving. But the world is not the judge. God is the judge. And the Holy Spirit teaches us that believers in Christ are no longer under God's judgment. For His judgment against sin has already been carried out. The sentence has already been pronounced upon every believer not guilty for the sake of Christ. The wrath of God against all unrighteousness was poured out upon Christ. He took your sin. And He clothed you in His righteousness. Righteousness that can't be earned because it's the free gift of God. And the Holy Spirit teaches us that the ruler of this world is judged already. And those who refuse God's gifts of righteousness will also share in Satan's judgment. But you have nothing to fear. For the day of judgment for you and all believers will be a day of rejoicing. God has already pronounced His sentence on you. He has already passed judgment, not guilty. But without the Holy Spirit to guide us in this truth, we would adopt the world's religion and we would perish. But Jesus has kept His promise and sent you His Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth, to teach you His religion, and to keep you in His faith. And so from the day of your baptism till the final day of your death, the Holy Spirit will continue His work within you, guiding and keeping you in the truth, pointing you to Christ, pointing you to His cross where you received the forgiveness of sins, the righteousness of Christ, and were delivered from judgment. This is the truth. And the Holy Spirit bears witness to this truth, and we respond in faith. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ that passes all understanding guard and keep you in this faith, trusting in our Savior, who has freed us from sin and judgment and given us His righteousness. Amen. Please stand for the Te Deum.
And welcome. Welcome in the name of our one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, His Son who saves us, His Spirit who points us and guides us into all truth. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship, pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of forgiveness, full and free, would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings.
I invite you to turn to page 268 for the order of holy baptism. Page 268. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches us that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as His own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. How is your son named? Brockman, Jonathan, Fujon, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the Crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemn the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserve believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Brockman according to your boundless mercy and bless him with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in him, which has been inherited from Adam, and which he himself has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that he be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that, with all believers in your promise, he would be declared worthy of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
From ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. They are, whenever possible, to witness the baptism of those they sponsor. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. Is it your intention to serve Brockman as sponsors in the Christian faith? If so, then answer yes with the help of God. God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and by His grace, fulfill what we are unable to do. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that He might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, He was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now we pray the prayer that our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Now the Lord bless you and preserve your coming in and your going forth from this time forth and even forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. Now at this point, we as the congregation, as the people of God, we stand here as representatives of the entire Christian church on earth. And we stand here to witness the baptism of Brockman this day. And in that capacity, as witnesses, let us all together, with Brockman and on his behalf, let us answer the questions that we now ask. Brockman, do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Brockman, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
We're missing something, Brockman, aren't we? It's empty. We don't have any water. So either we got to go home or else we got to find some water. Now all the children, all the little ones were given bottles of water as they during offering, I believe. And we would invite them to come forward at this point. As they come forward, we will sing hymn, I believe it's 593. 593. Another W word. I just said it. We need the Word. We need the Word. We have water. Now we need the Word. And we need Brockman. Can you come up?
You were ready before.
We're going to make it, buddy.
Okay. Can we lean our head over? Can you lean our head over? You maybe help them up just a little bit forward. There we go. Brockman Jonathan, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with His grace to life everlasting. Amen. Amen.
Receive this bread of life to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Let us always be in the light of Christ and be ever watchful for His coming, that you may meet Him with joy and enter with Him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in His kingdom, which yet now has no end.
In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brother in Christ, that together you might hear His word, receive His gifts, and proclaim the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Amen. We welcome you in the name of the Lord.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted to Brockman the new birth in holy baptism and have made him a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that, as he has now become your child, you would keep him in his baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, he may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name. And finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Amen.
All right, you guys can head back to your seats. You can blow that out if you want. Yep, I got a few gifts here. Box for the candle. That's important. And that's for you. And I'm not sure which is which. That way. Okay. And look at this. Yeah, this is to put on your shelf. And you see the three drops of water. And look, what is that?
Seashell.
That's a seashell. Oh, look at that. Same sort of seashell that I just used to baptize you a little bit ago, okay? So that's for you to take home, okay? And here are the certificates and a nice book about baptism to teach Brockman about as he gets older. And then of course, the banner is yours to take home, too. We'll have pictures afterwards, okay? Can I get a hug? Our service continues and concludes with the prayers of the church, found on page 227. We begin with the Kyrie. Please stand.
Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you have sent us your Holy Spirit as a helper to guide us into all truth. As we often not know how to pray or what to pray for, we thank you for your Spirit's guidance and we ask you that you would open our ears, hearts, minds, and mouths to call upon you in every trouble, to pray, praise, and give thanks in all things and at all times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. This day in particular, we give you thanks and praise for our mothers and for all women. Help us to honor them with our lives, words, and deeds, and show them love and appreciation. Bless them even as they are rich blessings to us. Through the selfless vocation of motherhood, you show us what love looks like and what love does through its fruits of patience, selflessness, and sacrifice. We also give you thanks and praise for all women, for mothers and daughters, for sisters and wives, blessed with the unique vocation of motherhood or not. For through them, you have provided us an image of your selfless, caring love, that we may bear fruit in our own lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
King of the nations, with your favor behold the President and Congress of the United States and all others in authority over us, and so replenish them with your grace, that they may always incline to your will and walk in your ways. Prosper all good counsels and all just works, that peace and contentment, truth and righteousness, genuine faith and piety may be established among us. Lord, in your mercy, grant your grace to all the baptized, especially Brockman, that all who have been baptized into your name would be kept firm in the true faith until life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, comfort, O Lord, O God, with your Holy Spirit, all who are in trouble, want, sickness, physical or mental anguish, peril of death, or any other adversity, hear our prayer for all those who have requested them, that among the many changes of this world their hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Grant healing in accordance with your good and gracious will, and strengthen them in the faith, that they may persevere until you grant them healing and wholeness in heaven. Lord, in your mercy, remember with thanksgiving those saints who have gone before us, who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints, and bring us at last to the joys of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, these things and whatsoever else you would have us pray, we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Hymn 525, you may be seated.
In the season, but it always works, doesn't it? Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen. Kids, you can go get some goodies, and then we'll be back in here in about 7 or 8 minutes for our Sunday school opening. You're all invited to join us for coffee and goodies in the fellowship hall. We have 2 opportunities for adult Bible study today. We'll continue our look at law and gospel, Article 5 of the Formula of Concord. That'll be in the fellowship hall. What are we studying today in summary of Christian doctrine?
Confession and absolution.
Confession and absolution. That's in room 109. room 109. We have a lot of stuff going on. May, it's really a busy time. On Wednesday of this week, it is our last day of school here for Good Shepherd School and preschool. We have our closing school year chapel at 10:30. You're all invited, and then school is dismissed when chapel is done. Also, next Sunday, the 21st, we have a special voters meeting that we've called for right after the 8 o'clock service. It'll be right about this time frame, and the school board hopefully will have a...
What I did is I posted both names.
Okay. Okay. So check out in the bulletin board. There's two names that the school board is considering. Council Tuesday night will have something to present next Sunday. And also next Sunday at noon or right after the 10:30 service, we have a potluck dinner and farewell for Mrs. Ahrens. A little thank you for her many, many years of service at Good Shepherd School, and God's blessings as the family transitions to Missouri and life down there. Show me. Out on the table there's some pictures that were taken during our school benefit auction. They're for you to take. If you need more copies, talk to Gary Baker. Also, there's some sign-up sheets for Vacation Bible School. Second week in June, it'll be a Reformation theme. We need lots of helpers, teachers, assistants, crafts, food. Sign the kids up, sooner the better. And I don't know, what did I... Okay. Awesome. Anything else, Pastor? Vicar? You sure? All right. Please join us for coffee and goodies and a study of God's Word. If you ordered radio clothing, KNNA shirts or whatever, the bags are on the table right by the front door, and so you can pick those up. There are several of them there. I think we're done. You going to stay back here? Okay. Have a great day, Lord.